Welcome back to the Ancient World Outdoor Edition, our Lyceum Edition. So we're now in the fields and looking at the mountains in the horizon. And we are thinking about, we had a great conversation, discussion yesterday about parts of the Divine Comedy and the question whether Inferno is a place where people can actually move or not, or if they could, there's some kind of progress or some kind of salvation for the, also for those in Inferno, in the comedy of Dante. And it's a bit complicated question. I think one way to look at this is the purpose of the work from Dante himself, as he says, to move people from misery to happiness. But it's also something like there's a bit of thinking one thing at a time in terms of the nature of the different worlds in the comedy. So Inferno and Paradise have no time. They're eternal, timeless. Purgatory has time. So they stay there for 3 days and you have sunsets and sunrise and sleep, and Dante is dreaming. So that's kind of an organic process where things are changing and you do have time. And for example, Statius, he's released from the purgation after 500 years, so it's a long time there. But one way of thinking of the Inferno, in the way Dante is describing it, is more like the consequence or the damage by certain types of actions. And then he uses people to show historical examples of how this has happened, and then also the damage it caused. So it's not, at least in my view, it doesn't make sense that people are moving in the Inferno, because it's more a metaphor of consequences of different actions. And those consequences are eternal. They will never change. It will never be okay or not damaging to betrayal or becoming a slave of your desires, like the first circles, will always be damaging. It's kind of this is a proposition that this is a timeless mechanism. Like 5,000 years from now, it's still going to be damaging to yourself to abandon reason and become a slave of your passions. So if you look at Inferno and also Paradise as like certain things will always create good consequences, like this rings in water again, and those are also then claimed to be eternal. This is more like the philosophy part of the comedy. And then the more practical part, that people do have the opportunity to change things and to atone for damaging actions, is then put into the purgatory. So, and then also like this little thing, maybe that it takes a lot of time. It's usually kind of 10 times longer to fix it than kind of the damage itself. In terms of those who live in sin, they have to stay then 10 times longer in the purgatory. So at least that's a few thoughts about this topic. That book 1 and 3 with the Paradise and the Inferno are more symbolic as just timeless dynamics of certain types of behavior. And then the opening to fix things and to put things behind you and to change as a person and to create a better life for yourself is then put into the purgatory, where he shows that those sins or damaging actions in Inferno has a counterweight with the different virtues, with humility and generosity and temperance and other things. So we're going to stop it there. That was all for this little Lyceum rambling on a Sunday afternoon. So yes, as always, thank you so much for listening. Hope some of this was interesting, and see you again soon.